Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture, market analysis time now on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon from Ag Resource Company. You hear him every morning on Ag News 890. Dan Bossi described what's wrong with old crop corn in the cash market.
So if we really had the tightness of cash, the 1.365 billion bushels that USDA says we're going to end up at the year. And again, I'm a guy that as I do my analysis on trade, that I think the USDA is still 50 million bushels too low on its export forecast. And I always say that because we now need to average around 39 million bushels a week to reach the USDA number, and we're seeing numbers much above that. But with that said, cash corn is just not grabbing. And if you're going to have a spread that's heading into delivery, you got to have the cash market grabbing. Today, we got Central Illinois cash at about 5 to 8 over. And so depending upon the location, and so that's below by about 15 to 20 cents where we were last year. And it just doesn't suggest that we've got that tightness in the cash market that makes the spread good. Some of it may be related to the big South American or the Brazilian crop. If it is up at 139 or 40, as some suggest, that's a story for late July and August. But I'm really worried about cash tightness today, and it just doesn't seem to be there. The last time we were down at this range, we had corn over $7 a bushel. I mean, if you want to use stock to use analysis, you would say that corn is probably 80 or 90 cents too cheap, relatively speaking. But that analysis only works if you have the cash market, which is voting accordingly with what you're seeing in the stock. So something's amiss. My suggestion or my belief is that if I go back and look at what I call the dry matter in corn, if we look back to the January report that USDA offered us in that smaller yield, a lot of that was related to the dryness of the corn crop that came out last fall. And my ethanol and livestock producers are still working off of May contracts. I say that because the conversion ratio has been so good, both on ethanol and both on feed conversion for livestock. So that dry matter is quite high. We don't have as much water in the corn. And with that, we've used less corn. So if you were to ask me what's going to come out on the stocks report later this month, the 30th of this month, I would guess it may be slightly negative as we see feed residual numbers that maybe 100 or 200 million bushels too high. So the stocks reports have been problematic over the years, but the cash corn market going into first notice day does have a strong vote, especially with only 2 weeks of trade. Yeah. So I unless cash tightens up here dramatically, I'm afraid we're going to a bigger carry in the July-December spread.
And how do the charts look for corn? Brian Splitt of AgMarket.net on AgriTalk.
You know, we definitely have taken out some resistance. There's been a downtrend that's been in place from the highs that were scored in fall of 2023. That was back in November. And that comes across highs that were scored last May. So that was our seasonal high last spring. And the May highs that were made last month. We closed above that downtrend yesterday. And then today we actually closed above that May high. So the high for the year, and this is incredible to me, we're within what, about 8 cents or so of the highs for the year in November soybeans.
Wow.
While the December corn contract made new lows for 2025 yesterday. So it's such a complete different story as far as where each market is trading relative to its big picture trading ranges. These corn's been making lows consistently in that 435-ish area. You know, yesterday's low was a new low for the year by just a hair. So nothing meaningful. We're right down at that major support that we've been holding for the last month at least. I think, yes, the wheat market definitely had a helping hand in the corn market today. And I think wheat's very close to what could be a potential breakout. If there's any additional geopolitical escalation here over the weekend, you've got July KC wheat right up against highs that were scored early in the month. If we start making new highs for the month, I think that market's got some short covering ahead.
And there's a deep look into Tuesday's trade, a turnaround Tuesday for sure. It's time now for a weather forecast for another beautiful day.